And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations Undersecretary for Humanitarian Affairs, Martin Griffiths, says he is in Sudan to reaffirm the commitment of the UN to support Sudanese people. Michael Atit reports from Port Sudan.
Griffiths says he will be making efforts in coming days to meet representatives of both the armed forces and the paramilitary rapid support forces to ensure that an immediate ceasefire is upheld and allow the smooth movement of humanitarian operations. The two sides are locked in a power struggle. Not everyone is welcoming the UN presence in Sudan. Protesters demanded that head of the UN mission in Sudan, Volker Perthes, leave the country immediately. Michael Atit for VOA News, Port Sudan.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Wednesday he is highly skeptical of any allegations made by Russia after Moscow claimed Kyiv had launched a drone attack on the Kremlin.
I've seen the reports. I can't in any way validate them. We simply don't know. Second, I would take anything coming out of the Kremlin with a very large shaker of salt.
Russia said Wednesday that two drones had targeted President Vladimir Putin's Kremlin residence overnight, describing it as a Ukrainian terrorist attack ahead of the important May 9th holiday when Russians celebrate victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. Kyiv denied the claim, suggesting the attack was staged by Moscow. The European Union moved ahead on Wednesday with plans to buy urgently needed artillery shells for Ukraine, as well as ramping up the bloc's ability to produce munitions. Ambassadors from EU countries agreed details of a 1 billion euro scheme to jointly buy ammunition for Ukraine after weeks of wrangling that had frustrated leaders in Kyiv. This is VOA News. Serbian officials said a boy gunned down fellow classmates in a Belgrade school on Wednesday morning in a pre-planned attack, shooting dead at least eight plus a security guard, Reuters correspondent Edward Barron reports.
The mass shooting at a school in Belgrade, Serbia, Wednesday morning was carefully pre-planned by the suspect, a 13-year-old boy, according to authorities. Several people are dead and others wounded. Using two handguns that belonged to his father, the boy first fired at a security guard and three girls in the hallway. He then entered a history class and shot the teacher and classmates, police said, adding that he also had two Molotov cocktails. Police said a seventh-grade student had been arrested after confessing to the shooting.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. At least 127 people have died as floods and landslides engulfed several parts of Rwanda after torrential rains, destroying homes and cutting off roads, the presidency said Wednesday. Images posted online by the state broadcaster showed rivers of mud sweeping through the streets as residents scrambled for safety. Quote, rescue interventions are ongoing in the most affected districts in order to secure endangered citizens, the office of President Paul Kagame said in a statement. The International Monetary Fund says inflation will dampen growth across the Mideast this year. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Economies across the Middle East and Central Asia will likely slow this year as persistently high inflation and rising interest rates bite into their post-pandemic gains. The IMF's regional economic outlook blames in part rising energy costs as well as elevated food prices for the estimated slow growth. The report says that while oil-dependent economies of the Gulf Arab states and others in the region have reaped the benefits of elevated crude prices, other countries, such as Pakistan, have seen growth collapse as economic woes worsened. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Myanmar's junta pardoned more than 2,000 political prisoners to mark a Buddhist holiday on Wednesday, triggering tearful reunions outside jail, but also demands that many others behind bars be released. The military has arrested thousands of protesters and activists since its February 2021 revolt that ended Myanmar's brief democratic experiment and plunged the country into turmoil. Protesters and journalists were among the 2,153 people freed, reporters said, a tiny fraction of those targeted in the military's brutal and sweeping crackdown on dissent. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.